Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Isn't it awesome along the journey when you reflect back and you read scripture or a gospel reading or even just a teaching in the church, all of a sudden it clicks, like the light goes on and you're like, oh, I totally get that now. Geez, I've read that or I struggled to understand that for years. I will never forget when I read The Way, the Truth, and the Life, and I realized that's a person. That is Jesus. It was so, I don't know, like bright, and it snapped at me. I don't know what I was thinking it was for so long, The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Just thinking, okay, it's like Christianity getting to heaven, but I never really associated it with, and yes, Christianity is all about believing in Jesus, but for some reason I never thought and connected it all the way through, nobody gets to the Father except through me, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am salvation. I was the one that died on the cross. I shed my precious blood for your salvation. I came down from heaven. I am God, right? I mean, all of this is so incredible. And I remember having a conversation that was slowly bubbling up into an argument with my brother. And yes, alcohol was involved and we had had too many drinks. And I'll be honest, my brother is a bit of a argumentative guy after he's had a few, and he has fallen into this Buddhism stuff. He went to Bali for a while, and, you know, we've had many a spiritual talk, and he says, you know, I just don't believe in God, and he's sucked into this New Age stuff. And so we were just talking about religion, really. And it was a very antagonistic conversation, and I knew I wouldn't be winning because he's like, oh, so I'll be denied because I don't believe in Jesus to get into heaven. And I don't know if I can't, man, I've been struggling. Was it denied the word? And it was a strong word, and I couldn't say completely positively because God is merciful. God will let whoever he wants into heaven, but I'm pretty sure you gotta believe in Jesus, you know? I mean, or it's because you've been ignorant or you have never been exposed to Jesus Christ. Maybe you're in a communist country and, you know, it's just been kept from you. That's another angle. So I couldn't definitively say if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, then no, you're not getting into heaven. But at the same time, yeah, that's a critical component, but this was a lose-lose situation for me. So what I want to say to everyone is These conversations and these attempts to evangelize your family and your friends and the people that you want to save and get to heaven that you love so much are not going to be necessarily won. Some people are intellectual. Some people want to have the debate and they want to know the reasons from a logical perspective, and then it'll sink maybe down into their heart one day. But what really is evangelization is loving them in a way that they have to take a double look. How can he, she be so loving to me when I treat them like that? How can they, he, she be so happy and joy-filled when they're not drinking at a party with the family? How can they, he, she look at that person and forgive them even after how they betrayed them and hurt them? How can they constantly be helping people, being so selfless? How can their love as a married couple be so strong? And I envy that love looking at their Christian life, right? There's so many ways. I heard Dan Burke say this: love is a bridge that truth can cross. So if you love people in a way that is selfless, look at your husband, look at your spouse, maybe it's your family members, and these are the people you're trying to evangelize. The more you genuinely love them, doing things for them that go out of the way, right? That are completely putting your thoughts and cares aside. It's how can they not look at that and say, something's different? You can show the virtuous changes, the graces that are coming through you. You can even fake it till you make it. I mean, think about it. If your spouse comes into the house from work and they're not in a good mood, but you are loving them and you're kissing them and you're like, honey, what can I get for you? You know, how about we order in pizza or something? Maybe they love pizza. Maybe they love foot massages and you just whip up their feet and say, give me your feet here. Maybe you whip up a batch of cookies before he gets home and they're his favorite. Or you write him a little letter, or you buy a card and you slip it into their car. I mean, all these little tiny acts of love add up and end up changing them as well, because then they're attracted to you. It's like it is this snowball effect. You just roll that little puppy down the hill, and before you know it, it's a big boulder at the bottom of love. And it's awesome. And you just continue to foster that selfless love for that other person. So if it's your brother or someone else in your family and you don't see them very much, send them a note, text them, and just say, I was thinking about you and I love you. I'm so grateful that you're my brother. And if there's anything that I can do, or let's talk this weekend or something, and just catch up and just shine that love on him and let them hang up that phone, him or her, by the way, let them hang up that phone and be like, huh, what's that all about? And do a double take for your love. Build that bridge of love and the truth will cross over. It'll be amazing if you actually have seen this happen. You know what I'm talking about. And I've seen it happen with my husband. No, he's not going to Mass, but how I love him makes a difference. And then he loves me more in a way that's selfless and touchy and feely. And I'm telling you, I'm going there for all you spouses who are not having sex on a regular basis. That is a key component of a marriage. And I'll repeat, I've said this before. There was a priest that I heard who has locutions. It's not proven, but I believe in this man. He's very holy. And he said that Jesus said to him, the worst insult and hurt and pain for him is someone who has gone outside of a marriage and had extramarital affairs. I'm admitting I've been there, done that. That's been me. I've hurt Jesus in a way that I never knew. It was all selfish, me, 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 and all about not only pleasure, but I just wanted to be attractive and desired. Pathetic. So I go out and I cheat because I'm that insecure. That's really the reason. But when you have sex in your sacramental marriage with your husband and your wife, or your wife, when you're having marital intercourse and love, that is the best prayer to God. He loves that. It is the most amazing prayer. So I told that to my husband. I always try to tie in something, right? And so he jokes around now today and he says, well, you want to go pray? And how do I deny that, right? I mean, that's a moment of me bringing God into that moment with us. He's actually saying, do you want to go pray? And maybe it's in his mind just sex, but he's using the word pray, and I'm pretty sure that he is seeing God because I don't take off my brown scapular. Yeah, how's that for a sexy thing? And I don't take off my crucifix and my miraculous medal, you know? So he sees God on me. There's no way he's not thinking of God when we're having, you know, intimate relations. So love, you can evangelize through how you love people. Make them double take. Build that bridge of love so that truth can cross, and be open about talking about anything, anything. Just shower them with love and watch God work and the graces flow. All right, everyone. I hope you have a fabulous night, day, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Go be love. Go be that light of Jesus. And remember, in your heart, no one gets to the Father except through the way, the truth, and the life, who is Jesus Christ. Keep the faith and deepen your prayer life and your relationship with God so that you can receive more graces, you can be more virtuous, and your love for others can be beyond all understanding, therefore attracting people to you and you sending them to Jesus. What an awesome plan. And that's our part. All right, everyone, I love you. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.